This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Thanks, Lucius. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we're going to go around the NFL. We'll have Cowboys Twitter here coming up in just a few minutes, including a tweet that the Cowboys have inquired about the interest and availability of a prominent offensive coach who's still in the playoffs. So we'll get you that here in just a few minutes. But right now, it is time to answer a question from Dirk Nowitzki on The Fan.
Guess what day it is.
Oh, you caught your boy.
Guess what day it is.
Hold on, my bad.
You caught your boy.
Well, that wasn't audible. That wasn't audible.
It's all right.
It's my bad.
It's all right.
No, I'd like to take this moment to announce the blame for this current situation falls on Gavin Dawson.
Put that blame on him.
This is not where...
Sincere apologies.
Guess what day it is normally?
How heavy is that blame? How's it feel?
Hey, there's only 5 minutes at the break to communicate, okay?
He just didn't have the time.
Leave me alone, I had to do stuff.
We had a three-minute conversation about PMI. He didn't have time to tell Lucius to have that ready. Lucius, what day is it?
Keep your sex doll at home day.
Okay, where else would you have it?
Apparently, some. Well, let me tell you what happened real quick, real fast.
Please
I was at the
do.
Gym yesterday.
With a sex doll.
I wasn't at the gym with a sex doll. I was in there working out, and people started acting all frantic-y and panicky. Come to find out, there was a medical emergency going on. Somebody said, man, there's a dead man in the gym.
Oh. Ooh.
They called a police ambulance. Ambulance went in there and checked it out. Come to find out, somebody left that damn sex doll at the gym.
Wait, a man's sex doll?
Yo, like, look, I'm not, I don't judge. You can do what you want to out here. Everybody's got their thing. I've got my thing. But, I mean, come on, we taking it to the gym?
I guess that's my own ignorance. I didn't even know there was a man's sex doll. I thought they just got the appendage part.
Well, I don't know if it was a man or a woman as the doll. I just know they said it was a man dead in there. They couldn't tell. It was probably just laying face down in a weird, awkward position.
Because he was really stiff.
Oh, man. He was a...
What? How expensive was
I was going to put a cherry on that one, but I left it alone, bro. This ain't satellite radio.
How much does your sex doll have to cost for somebody to mistake it for a dead human laying somewhere?
Oh, that's a four-figure sex doll right there.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get it in the doors would trip me out?
Yeah.
Did you inflate it?
People in the front. Nobody said, man, hey, what are you doing?
He's on a guest pass. Mike, what day is it?
Today is a day to celebrate arguably the greatest comedic show of all time. Today's The Office Day.
Oh, okay. Just randomly? Just today's The Office Day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they're having a meeting downstairs like Michael Scott would hold where it's just going to be worthless and you just have to sit there.
Wow! This is an intercom meeting.
Yeah.
Our boss's bosses.
Yeah. It's worthless.
Oh, wow. That is a hot opinion.
We always miss it. Have we done anything that has really just really ruined everything because we miss that meeting?
Well, I have someone record the whole thing and then I play it when I get to the house, of course.
Okay, it is a National Apologize to a Former Coworker Day. That's what Kyrie Irving has done, saying, I apologize recently to LeBron for being such a jerk when he was trying to lead me. And I'm looking for advice from LeBron on how you get out of situations like this now that Kyrie finds himself in Boston.
Why'd you have to fire a shot at LeBron in the process of that there? Why'd you have to do that?
I didn't mean to.
Oh, because you said, I'd like to apologize to LeBron for him being a jerk while he was trying to lead me. When what happened was LeBron was the old head and he'd gained perspective.
No, I was saying Kyrie was being a jerk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Kyrie wasn't listening.
It's interesting what happens when you gain perspective when you get older. Yeah. When you're like, oh, wait, now that I'm trying to lead people and there's these young guys and they're kind of stupid. He's like, oh, wait,
it's impossible. It'll go on until there is no human beings.
Yeah. The young guys think they've totally made it to full adulthood at like 21.
Until they have to lead a 21-year-old.
They're like, hey, I'm a man too. You know, you don't have all the answers. What do you think? Experience is any good? I mean, I can vote and I can drink.
I got this handled.
Yeah.
I can tag all these ladies. Today is National Bootleggers Day. Happy Bootlegger Day. Today is Kid Inventors Day.
Okay,
what have kids ever come up with?
Pretty cool stuff from time to time.
Okay. YouTube channels.
Crafty and handy.
Wasn't there that kid from here that created some sort of telephone thing that went viral?
Yeah.
Or,
hey, man, chill out, bro.
And then everybody started
rogging.
Oh, yeah, it was a clock. And then everybody started ragging on him. And I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that was a tough run. Today is National Hotheads Chili Day. I don't know. It's a picture of chili peppers. I do know how to make my own salsa now. I want you guys to know that. I had no idea salsa was so simple. I thought it was some magical creation that took a ton of work. No.
Yours is water and tomato juice.
No,
right?
You slap some tomatoes, some jalapenos, and some salt together, and you hit go on the blender, and boom, you have...
No cilantro? No onion?
You can put that in if you want to. You don't need it.
You just dip, and then you throw your chip as hard as you can while holding it to make sure everything gets off of it except for a little tomato juice.
Well, I don't throw it hard, and I've started to let a little bit stay on the chip these days. I'm manning up these days. Today is Judgment Day. Wow, that's terrifying.
All right, we made it.
Okay, damn. Today is Ditch Your New Year's Resolution Day, which would be great. I see the personal trainer today, fourth visit, and if that gym were less busy, it'd be great. It'd be great. It's at a really shady gym.
You got a couple of weeks to go still.
It's at about the shadiest gym you've ever seen, but it's cool because they
got sex dolls in it.
Isn't that an Impact one on Buckner?
No, nope. I'm over by Love Field. Okay. But the treadmills have passwords on them.
Uh-huh.
Because if, like, people, I guess, come in that aren't members.
Oh, really?
And, like, my personal trainer, I guess he's a member, but they let him train people there, and maybe he cuts them in. I don't know. But, like, so if two treadmills are open, we got to see if we can figure out a password.
Wow.
To unlock it.
That's strange.
And then one of the parts is on the ground, and it's real awkward, but whatever. Today is Customer Service Day. Salute to Chick-fil-A.
Lost Art.
That one gas station. You know what? The Dunkin' that I stopped. There's a new Dunkin' over by me.
Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah, it had nice service. It had good service.
DG's.
Yeah, okay.
Great service.
I could see that.
It's hard to insist on good customer service from your employees when you're not paying them enough to pay rent and one bill, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's so tough to insist on that.
You know who doesn't
Listen,
have...
Listen, I'm giving you 10 whole bucks an hour.
Yeah.
You need to be really good at this.
You mentioned DG's, Lucius.
Yeah.
What, you know who doesn't have great customer service? Whatever place I went with...
Popeyes.
...with you two one time, years ago.
All right.
Where I went and got some money out of the ATM, and it charged...
Oh, they have great customer service. What are you talking about?
It says, like, $3 fee, and you hit sure, and then when it shows up on your bank, it actually, whatever you withdraw, it also charges you that.
Everybody knows the ATM and strip clubs are for suckers. Yeah, everybody knows this. Stay out of there.
Attention.
If you're going to the ATM and the strip club, you've already been suckered.
Yeah.
You spent too much money already.
I didn't know yet.
Bad play.
You know? Today is Cable Car Day and Ben Franklin.
All right, let's take a look at Cowboys Twitter. Salute to Benjamin Franklin there, the $100 bill discovering. Did he do lightning? Did Benjamin Franklin do lightning?
I don't think he discovered
former president.
Yeah, the electricity.
Made him Zeus over here.
Cowboys Twitter is the most important subject for discussion right here because Ed Werder, former beat writer, columnist, and media member to the Stars for the Cowboys, tweeting, although Jason Garrett claimed no major changes to his coaching staff, a source has told me the Cowboys have inquired about the interest and availability of at least one prominent offensive NFL assistant coach. Amongst the potentials that are flying around on Twitter, Joe Lombardi, the Saints quarterbacks coach, Zach Taylor, the Rams quarterbacks coach, Dan Campbell, the assistant head coach and tight end coach of the New Orleans Saints under.
Oh, Dan Campbell played here, didn't he? Yeah.
Yes, he sure did under Sean Payton. So, I mean, it's hard to say who, but there's at least a little more traction that feeds into the storyline. The other thing is the Cowboys did blow out one coach, assistant special teams coordinator Doug Coleman is gone. So some decisions are being made, and I would think you've started with the bigger ones before you get down to those. But
now, how many quarterback coaches did you just name?
Two, Zach Taylor and Joe Lombardi.
Okay. I do think this adds up, at least according to my logic, this adds up to Scott Linehan's in trouble.
Yeah.
Because then Kellen Moore wouldn't
be here. Kellen Moore is Scott Linehan's guy. They're talking to quarterback coaches. Now, maybe those are – I guess if you're talking to a playoff coach who's still playing while you're not, they probably wouldn't come here for the same position. You'd be looking to replace someone, I bet.
Promotion.
But those are guys that coach what Scott Linehan coaches because Kellen Moore is the quarterback coach, but based on the people that I talk to, that's in the meeting room. Like in the meeting room, yes, Kellen Moore is the quarterback coach. And by the way, if you're out there and you say he can't be a quarterback coach, he sucks, how do you know? We don't know.
No, we don't know.
Let's not do that.
No.
It's like, yeah, he can't be a quarterback coach. We need a great one like Sean Payton. Okay?
You mean like?
Like Andy Reid. Like, wait, when did they play quarterback? Because that's the thing about Kellen, right? Yeah. Like, he wasn't good in the league. Well, which quarterback coach was?
It does kind of feel like nepotism a little bit.
Well, yeah,
like,
but that's everything in the world.
To Jeff's point, history has provided usually the best at the sport in that position are the worst coaches.
Joe Montana's not a quarterback coach.
Because they're like, just do it. And you're like, man, I can't do that. I wish I could, man. But how you did it,
you are super awesome, and you're just demanding I do it, and I need more help than that.
Could you imagine Pat Mahomes as a quarterback coach? He'd be in the meeting room like, you didn't see this guy over here? And the guy's like, well, that's across my body, and it's 70 yards away. And he's like, right.
Yeah.
He's open. Throw it.
You don't know who the great coordinators and assistants are until they become them.
Right.
And,
but there's no doubt that Kellen Moore is Linehan's guy.
Uh-huh.
And Linehan, based on the fact that these seem to be the names they're into, it sounds like those two are the guys in trouble.
Sean Payton had a great message for his players as they're getting set to take on the Rams. And some of the Rams are trash-talking, including Marcus Peters, about Sean Payton. Jane Slater tweets it, quote, starve your distractions, feed your focus. That's the message inside the Saints locker room. And Sean Payton adhered to today when myself and another reporter asked him about those Marcus Peters comments. So I think that's great advice for, you know, all of us. And then something I thought was interesting on college football here, I wanted to get your thoughts on. Bruce Feldman tweeting, Alabama defensive coordinator Tosh Lapoe is going to take a job on the Cleveland Browns staff coaching the D-line. He was a huge recruiting force for the Tide as a primary recruiter for Tua, Jonah Williams, Raekwon Davis, Najee Harris, Alex Leatherwood, Trayvon Diggs, and Dylan Moses. So maybe a little crack in the armor for Nick Saban as one of his heavy-hitting coaches and recruiters is heading off to the NFL.
Yeah, I'm guessing they'll find a different guy to send into five-star living rooms and say, we are Alabama, you will be drafted in the first round, and it'll work out great.
Okay.
That's my guess.